Greetings, Word Horde.
We're here with an exciting option for you, a version of our podcast without any ads.
That's right. No advertising interruptions, just the content you love, ready to go in your favorite podcast apps like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It's another way to support the show, ensuring that we keep bringing you the word stories and language explorations that you love. Try it at waywardradio.org/adfree.
And it's affordable. For just a small subscription fee, you can enjoy Away with Words uninterrupted, except by us.
Plus, it makes a great gift. Know somebody who loves language as much as you do? Give them the gift of words.
Easy to sign up, easy to enjoy. It's the same Away with Words, just streamlined for your listening pleasure. Go to waywardradio.org/adfree.
Support us, support the show, and enjoy an ad-free listening experience.
waywardradio.org/adfree. Thank you.
Welcome to another summer minicast of Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett. If you listen regularly, you know that Grant and I love to play those word games with our quiz guys, John Chinesky and Greg Pliska. Each week, one of them drops by and tries to trip us up with a puzzle. But few word games have been as much fun as the time they both showed up. They divided us into teams, and they told us that the object of the game is to take a list of words and make your partner guess them one by one. But here's the catch. You're only allowed to give one-syllable clues. It's harder than you might think. This game is called Small Talk.
So you guys are ganging up on us this week?
Yeah.
We just, oh, I couldn't, we need help.
This must be a special occasion. What do you got there?
Well, you know, we don't want to take up too much of your time, so we brought with us a game called Small Talk.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes. It's based on a game from my book, Super Party Games, Fun and Original Ideas for 10 or More.
That's John's book, Super Party Games, Fun and Original Ideas for 10 or More.
John Chinesky. And we'll have two teams. We've decided on Greg and Grant versus Martha and myself. And
like that?
We're calling that the G-Men.
The G-Men versus whatever Martha and
Team
I are.
Team Barnesky.
Barnesky. Okay, we'll go for it. Each player will have a list of items and will take a turn giving clues to those items to their partner. The only catch is you can only use one-syllable words to describe the items.
Oh, no.
Yes. For example, if I said, it lives in the woods, it has a big flat tail, and can make a dam, you would say...
Beaver.
A beaver.
So the answer doesn't have to be
just
one syllable.
No, the answer does not have to be a single syllable. It can be anything. It could be a person, a place, a thing. For every correct answer, the team gets 1 point. If the person giving the clues uses a word that's longer than one syllable, they have to move on to the next item on the list, and they get no point for the misdescribed item.
Okay.
Okay? We'll have 4 one-minute rounds, so let's begin. I think we'll start with me, John, giving clues to Martha.
That's John, the author of Super Party Games.
Fun and original ideas for
And that would be Sterling Press.
One more. Sterling Press.
Oh, man.
So, John, are you ready to clue?
I am ready to go.
On your mark, get set, go.
Okay. This is a game, a famous game.
Okay,
Scrabble.
It's 2 syllables.
Famous 2 syllables.
She plays a game.
Chris Evert.
Where you hit a ball.
Right.
Close.
Billie Jean King. Maria Sharapova. Venus Williams.
You tie this on your foot.
Your shoe?
But you tie it.
Lace? Shoelace?
That's it. These are in soup.
Noodles?
They have meat or shrimp.
Dumplings, broth.
A kind.
Wontons.
That's it.
Oh, come on.
You can find Big Bird here.
Sesame Street.
That's it. You scratch this.
Itch.
Right. This is the good book.
Bible.
He.
Or John Chinesky's book.
He was. Now, that was going to be Albert Einstein.
How many was that? I counted 5 or 6?
6.
Wow.
6
fantastic.
On that one.
Thank
Venus
you.
Did you give
I
him that
tried
first
to give
one?
You another plug for your book.
No, he does not get credit for doing Super Bowl with, okay, it's a famous game. The score was 6.
6
correct
wow.
for Team Barnesky.
Okay.
And now Greg will clue to Grant.
Absolutely.
Greg, are you ready?
Okay, yes, I'm ready.
Okay, ready, set, go.
It is a known place in the States. Big heads.
Mount Rushmore.
Four big heads.
Good.
Should have just said that first. You eat wontons with these.
Chopsticks.
It is a windstorm.
Hurricane, tornado.
There you go. You play this reed.
Clarinet. Flute.
Big.
There's no flute.
Big reed.
Big reed.
Big reed.
Is it an inch?
Long reed.
Oboe.
Long.
Saxophone.
Low.
Trombone. A tuba.
Reed. Reed.
I don't know. Start over.
First part fish. First part kind
Piccolo.
Of fish. Kind of fish. No. Kind of fish. We're looking for the bassoon.
Oh, yes.
Bassoon.
You couldn't, obviously, you can't.
Those are evil. Evil.
I'm like, we got three.
Oh, God.
But three hard ones, so it's worth 6 points. Right?
I did like how you said four big heads, because that's also, that could have described
nice.
The show.
Now, Martha, you are going to clue John.
My heart is pounding.
Oh,
relax.
My heart will go on.
Okay.
I like John, too, but really. Okay. So are you ready, Martha?
I guess so.
John, you're ready?
I'm ready to go.
Then on your marks, get set, go.
That's the way it is. He is old.
Walter Cronkite?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Cats cough them up.
Hairballs.
She was told, I don't give a damn.
Scarlett O'Hara.
She played her.
Oh, Vivien Leigh.
Yes.
Yeah, Vivien Leigh.
You put your tunes in here.
iPod?
Right. bright like the sun.
Oh,
and
shiny.
Like us.
Smart, intelligent, witty.
Yes. Shines.
Shines. sparkling.
Sun. You.
Me. No, it's not helping. Can we skip it?
No.
No.
What does it rhyme with? Oh, what was it?
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant.
I didn't use brilliant.
Nothing
That's
is funnier
right.
than hearing.
I should have broken it up into fish parts.
Nothing. That's always the first thing you do.
Right.
When in doubt, you break it into fish parts. Well, I made that 4 points. Is that
I
right?
made that four, four
is
points.
That
was so, wow. Even with that stumper at the end.
Holy
moly, yeah. Oh, all right, let's see how we do here, Greg.
I'm ready.
Tell us when we can go.
Okay. This is going to be Grant cluing Greg. Grant, ready to go?
Yes.
Ready, set, go.
You put food on it.
Plate. Dinner plate. Stove.
Under.
Oh.
Damn. Ooh.
Oh.
You turn on the...
Radio.
Clocks. With
TV.
It.
Remote control.
Yes. In the West, it howls. In the
Coyote.
Woods. Yes. A state in the north and in the east that is small and is made
Vermont,
of two
New
words.
Hampshire. New
yes.
Hampshire.
You eat it in a restaurant. Yeah. Doesn't work that way.
That was a series of one-syllable words.
You look up words in it.
Dictionary. Thesaurus.
Yes.
Ooh.
You put it on a Mac, and you do things with it.
Software.
Yes.
Ooh.
You drink it
from beer,
from a
wine,
bean. From a bean.
From a bean?
Yes.
From a
ground bean.
Coffee.
Yes.
But black coffee.
No.
Coffee
no.
beverage. Espresso. Cappuccino. Latte.
Latte. That's it. Yeah.
Tall.
It.
Part skim. Double soy. Half latte.
Boy, you know, so much for the single syllable word there. I ruined two of those. And the first one was placemat.
I as soon as you said under, I knew what you
and
meant.
And then the other one I ruined was burrito. So what did we get there? Four or five?
Five.
One, two. 5.
I believe the final score then, Team Barneski with 10 points and the G-Men with only 8.
Oh. All right, Barneski. Sure.
What a great game. What book did you find this in?
Thank you. I found that game in my book, Super Party Games, Fun and Original Ideas for 10 or More.
Fun, right? Trust me, this is great for your next summer road trip. Meanwhile, here at Away With Words, we're hard at work preparing for our new fall season. So keep those calls and letters coming. You can send your language questions and comments to words@waywardradio.org. Or you can leave a message anytime. The number's 1-877-929-9673. And if you'd like to meet fellow language lovers, drop by our discussion forum. That's at waywardradio.org/discussion. Grant and I are hanging out there, too, all summer long. That's all for this minicast. For Away With Words, I'm Martha Barnett. Support for Away With Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary-building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv. And from iUniverse, supported self-publishing. Is there a book in you? Find out how to publish it at 1-800-AUTHORS or learn more online at iUniverse.com. Hey, listeners, we have a favor to ask.
We'd love for you to fill out our listener survey at gum.fm/words.
Your feedback is crucial. It's quick, and it helps us make our show even better.
It shapes our show, helps us plan, and ensures we're bringing you the content you love.
That's gum.fm/words.
Thanks for being a part of what we do.
Thank you.